They vanished into the entrance. Hawkwell had a sickly feeling in the pit of his stomach about what was going to happen next. He stayed behind the tree trunk, trying to reason things out. Really speaking, it was none of his business. The old water vole had been very nasty to him. Why would he want to help a creature like that? Then there was the question of two fierce river rats carrying weapons. They were obviously killers. Suppose they'd caught him. Would the water vole come running to offer his help? Hardly. The spikes on the young hedgehog's back stood rigid as agonised squeals and cruel laughter issued forth from the victim's dwelling. There was a moment's silence. Then the river rat emerged, dragging the water vole by his foot paws and calling to his mate.
Fetch that soup out here, I'm starving. Do you hear the way this un squealed? Bumbling idiot. Wouldn't hold still so I could knock him out proper. In here fell in the soup twice.
He set about binding the unconscious creature with a rope he had found in the dwelling. His mate staggered out, bent double with the weight of a cauldron full of hot soup. She set it down, licking her paws.
It's good soup, this, full of water shrimps.
Both rats leaned over the soup, dabbing their paws in, alternately blowing and licking on them as they planned their captive's fate.
We could shove him in the empty soup pot with a few rocks and see if it'll float in the river.
No, best if we just put him in a pot, lights a fire under it and coax him. Water vole soup.
It was at that moment Orkwell decided he could not cower in hiding from the vermin. Something had to be done immediately. Grabbing his staff tightly, he leapt out of hiding and charged the rats. Fortunately, they had their backs to him and did not see the young hedgehog until too late. One mighty whack of the yew staff between the club carrier's ears knocked him out cold. As the rat crumpled to the ground, his mate whirled around. She drew her knife swiftly, but Orkwell, aided by the speed of panic, was even quicker than she. Crack! He hit both her paws, sending the knife flying. Thud! He thumped the butt end of his weapon hard into her stomach. As the river rat doubled over with the breath whooshing from her, Orkwell struck again. Thwack! Right on the crown of her head. The vermin stood staring at him for a split second. Then her eyes crossed as she tumbled face down on the riverbank. Orkwell was shaken from snout to spikes with the audacity of his rapid attack. It took him a few moments to regain his composure. Never having been involved in serious combat before, he had to think about what to do next. Of course, tie both the rats up before they came to. He loosed the rope from the unconscious water vole and dragged the rats one by one to a nearby beech tree. Placing their backs to the trunk, Hawkwell tied their forepaws together so they had the tree in a backward embrace. Then he attended to the vole. Grabbing some bank moss and mud, he piled it on the old creature's head wound and spoke to him.
There, you live to grumble again, old misery. Though you don't deserve any help, after the way you treated me. So, I'm going to charge you a bowl of soup for my help. I think that's fair enough.
Orkwell got a bowl from inside the dwelling. He filled it and drained it three times before he was satisfied. The water vole was beginning to stir, groaning feebly. Orkwell placed the empty bowl alongside him and took his leave.
I've left ye those two rats to deal with, olden. I don't suppose they'll get much mercy from ye, though. Oh, and thanks for the soup. 'Twas very tasty.
This time, instead of going back to the ford, he headed downriver a short way. Not far from the bank, he found a large patch of ferns. A sudden weariness overcame Orkwell Prink. This was due to the excitement brought on by his first fight, plus three bowls of soup, which he had guzzled with unseemly haste. The young hedgehog made his way to the centre of the fern bed and curled up there. Within moments, he was fast asleep. He was also sinking slowly into the ground, because Orkwell had unwittingly chosen to sleep in a swamp.
This ends Disc 2.